This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. His first court date is today. The Massachusetts Air National Guard member arrested yesterday in connection with that leak of classified military documents. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Heavily armed federal agents took 21-year-old Jack Teixeira into custody outside his home.
Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard.
An intelligence specialist whom Attorney General Merrick Garland says will be charged with unauthorized removal of classified national defense information. Investigators believe Teixeira led an online chat group where the documents about the Ukraine war were posted.
This was a deliberate criminal act.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder referred all questions to Garland's Justice Department about the highest profile intelligence leak in years. The Biden administration's been scrambling to contain the fallout. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida has approved a bill to ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Ron DeSantis signed it into law. Florida's been getting battered by heavy rain. More than 25 inches of rain fell on Fort Lauderdale in 6 to 8 hours. They could get more rain today. The latest on former President Trump's legal troubles, the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Former President Donald Trump has visited the offices of New York's Attorney General for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices, answering questions for around 7 hours. In his first deposition, Trump refused to answer questions, invoking the Fifth Amendment. The Republican met Thursday with lawyers from the Attorney General's office who sued Trump last year, claiming that Trump misled banks and others about the value of his assets. He denies that.
China says it will not sell weapons to parties involved in the conflict in Ukraine, and it says it wants to help find peace in the region. This is AP News. Another sentence handed down in the U.S. Capitol riot. 3 years in prison. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A pipe layer from Michigan who modeled for covers of romance novels was sentenced to 3 years in prison for assaulting police during the Capitol riot. Prosecutors say Logan Barnhart grabbed an officer by the neck and torso and grabbed him into the crowd of rioters and later returned to a police line and swung a flagpole at officers. Video was shown in court. Barnhart said he didn't recognize himself. The way he was acting seemed foreign to him. Judge Rudolph Contreras says Barnhart ran to the fight, and everybody who directly and brazenly attacks police is inherently dangerous to the public. Barnhart wrote an apology letter addressed to an officer he assaulted, saying he was ashamed of his behavior, adding, "I hope one day we can all put aside our petty differences that seem to be tearing our beautiful country apart." Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.